Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Let's go to Anthropic investors. Expect the AI stand-up to float at a valuation of $2 trillion in what would be the world's largest IPO. A listing at that level could unlock billions of dollars in gains for the five-year-old company's early investors. Ronan Reed and Cantor Fitzgerald joins me now to discuss all things IPO. Ronan, great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you, Bobby.
Now, maybe give us, set the scene for us here. This is a five-year-old business with a turnover, what, north of $120 billion.
Yeah, it had numbers overnight. That was, the last quarter was $11.5 billion in revenue, which is 14 times this time last year. And what one of the things Anthropic, best known for Claude, for all listeners, Anthropic is Claude, and OpenAI, the other competitor, is ChatGPT and DeepSeek. They're the three big AI players. So Anthropic is Claude. And for context, they publish what they call as their annual run rate. So if you take each month, what does it look like on an annual basis? And their annual run rate is running at $47 billion. And that's up from $1 billion at the end of 2024.
So they're growing at about 800-odd percent per year.
Yeah.
It's even just to get your head around the figures. So evaluation, and we'll talk about valuations when it comes to about, of 30 times revenue. Is that out? What's the number here? The multiple?
It's pick a number. I mean, earlier on in the year, we had clearly before it happened the rumored SpaceX. Then people expected it to be followed by Anthropic. And OpenAI seems to have delayed. They all filed that they were going to float. So the valuations talked about that you alluded to is correct. Is people are talking about $1.5 to $2 trillion, and then those looking to get in on the deal are saying, "Oh no, it's worth three trillion." So it's a really significant number.
Is there some precedent here? Palantir and Nabus, they were 55 times.
Yeah, but I mean, using metrics like that it's really hard to see it. I mean, people are guessing. You have a number of players. Who wins in the AI space? Nobody's quite sure. If people remember about 2 years ago when DeepSeek first came out of China, markets took a massive wobble because they were 95% cheaper than the other alternatives. And the latest iteration of AI out of China has been, I understand, pretty good. I use Claude and I use ChatGPT. I haven't used DeepSeek. But so valuation metrics are really hard. You're talking about what is the target addressable market and how much of it will you own? And people try and work back on that basis. It also is quite circuitous. Like Anthropic pays, I think, SpaceX $1.5 billion for access to its servers.
So there's interconnection here.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
NVIDIA own part of it. Google own part of it. Microsoft own part of it. So, and the main majority of it is owned by the founders and employees. And interestingly, the company is controlled, the board is controlled by long-term trust who vote a majority of the board, and you cannot have any financial interest in the stock. So they do keep it. The one negative that could be out there in part is they have an ongoing case with the Department of Defense in the US.
I saw that. So the row with the US government, there's three things that could maybe cause some problems. AI regulation, is that an issue?
Yeah, kind of. It's good to see that we both use the same AI engine to come up with those three. They were the three I also came up with. AI regulation, very much so. And that's also related around the other side, which is the case of the Department of Defense is about using it in autonomous lethal weapons and also for people surveillance. And they've challenged part of that. That's an ongoing case. AI regulation, what you can use it for, what you can't. China, I always think in something like this, it's always about pricing, and competition is always the biggest threat. And there are three vying very strongly.
And you mentioned earlier the Chinese. Mm. The window of opportunity here could be quite tight in terms of getting out for the peak payday versus staying too long.
Yeah.
And the Chinese coming in with a cheaper
model
or any of these things,
but also
affecting the valuation.
Yes, you're right. And the uncertainty in it is, this is a disruptive technology, a massively disruptive technology. So that technology itself could change. We're relying on going to a traditional PC and going into an AI model. Maybe the local PC ends up with some form of quantum computing that makes it more effective. And suddenly the engines aren't paid as much as they were before. Business model is uncertain. It certainly is one of the most disruptive technologies we've probably seen since the advent of the mobile phone or email. Like, you know, when you think about it, it's
or the wheel.
Or the wheel, or the petrol engine, or yeah. the steam engine. These are things yeah. that fundamentally
it's certainly up there with those
yeah.
kind of...
Yeah, and rumoured overnight that Anthropic are spending $6 billion on another company, Descartes, which is about 2 years old, in order to... I think it's about 2 years old in order to accelerate the delivery of their models, or AI models.
Finally, can I ask you, Ronan, will this IPO... test public markets that are now growing nervous about the AI boom? Is it likely to do that?
It will, but a lot of funds in the world are passively invested. They track an index. And the idea was you bought an index, like, you know, 50 years ago to get a spread. Now you're exposed to maybe, it used to be the Magnificent Seven, it'll soon be the Magnificent Ten,
yeah.
which is a small number of companies with small free float.
Yeah,
like, you know, that only a certain amount of it. So I think people rush in always at the time. They did in SpaceX. They took it up high and then they brought it back down to the float level. So it will to an extent, but I still think it has to play out. And the circuitous nature of it, NVIDIA's valuation is like NVIDIA has been one of the most valuable companies in the world. They're all circuitous. One is buying from the other and delivering to the other. The deal that Anthropic does with SpaceX is to rent servers that were designed for Grok that never re-emerged.
Yeah.
In order that it can stay up with OpenAI.
So yeah.
It's all competition. Yeah.
Okay, well, it's fascinating, and yeah. it really is something to watch. Thanks for your analysis, Ronan. Always good to talk to you. That's Ronan Reed there from Cantor, giving us textbook analysis there of the Anthropic, forthcoming Anthropic IPO.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.